Friday afternoon, on the steps of Idaho's Capitol, a group of people plan to break the law. It's a protest using civil disobedience that could come with some serious repercussions for those involved. Adam Cotterell reports.
Idaho has some of the strictest marijuana laws in the country. If Sarah Frank is caught with an ounce, she could reasonably expect to pay a $1,000 fine and spend a year in jail. But Frank says she'll be smoking pot at the Capitol on January 1st anyway. Frank is the founder of Idaho Moms for Marijuana and co-founder of New Approach Idaho. She wants to raise awareness about a ballot initiative New Approach is attempting to legalize medical marijuana and decriminalize non-medical possession. The activist was part of a similar protest in downtown Boise New Year's Day 5 years ago. She says Boise police were there, but chose not to arrest anyone.
I have been speaking with the Idaho State Police, who are in charge of the Capitol building, and they have informed me that if they see any violations of the law, that they will proceed. Civil disobedience, you know, is a risky thing.
Frank says the risk of extended jail time is worth it to get Idaho talking more about medical marijuana. She says some protesters won't be smoking, but she and others will. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.